I think that going into this year, I really want to, you know, kind of be more of overall, improve on coverage, also get more pressure on the quarterback. You know, I think last year, I feel every year it's kind of a step, kind of get a little bit better, a little bit better, and that also comes with experience. So, you know, having last year helped me out, you know, a lot with all the experience I had and all the game time plays and situations and things that you go through a whole season. So, you know, it was a good year for me, and now I just want to build on that and continue to do well out there.
But encouraging the team has gone on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the draft.
Yeah. You know, I think that every draft, you know, you're going to go after people that you need it as far as the personnel and depth throughout the year. So I think that, you know, obviously we got some great players, and I know that they're going to help us out, and, you know, we're going to hopefully improve and be a better defense.
Can you take that two ways, though? It can be encouraging you get new talent, but they're also saying you needed new talent.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt me at all. You know, I've been through a lot in my NFL career, so it really doesn't affect me as far as, you know, guys coming in. I look at it as a plus. The team's going to be better. And, you know, if, you know, you have any type of injury or something, you have guys that are just coming in, and we're all, you know, we're all good, we're all fresh, and all talented. So, you know, it helps the team out. I'm excited.
So you're anticipating a spirited training camp?
What's that?
You're anticipating a spirited training camp?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm looking forward to our training camp, and, you know, every year it's always – there's always something new, a new wrinkle that everyone has to adjust to. That's what NFL is all about. Training camps are all about is just adapting to new situations and things that happen to you along your career. So, you know, this year just coming in and doing whatever I can for the team.
Rob, have you watched the replay of the Super Bowl? And if so, how difficult or easy was it?
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the game copy of it. I didn't watch the TV copy. It's tough, but, you know, it's over with. It's in our past now, and now it's time to move on for a new season.
As an edge guy, I'm assuming you worked with both Grant and Pepper last year. They kind of flipped roles this year. Does that change anything? Or?
You know, whoever's going to be coaching me at any given time could, you know, it varies. So, you know, everyone's a good coach. You know, they're all – Pep's going to help me out. You know, Pat's going to help me out. Everybody's going to coach me up. So, you know, it's always good to have, you know, different styles of coaching, and they're all trying to do one thing that's helped me get better.
Rob, I know no player likes to come off the field, but last year it seemed like the team was asking you to do so much that at certain points you were getting worn down a little bit. Do you think with the extra bodies that this is going to – help you kind of accentuate your positives?
Well, you know, like I said before, the more personnel you have, you know, you can kind of roll through guys, stay fresh. You know, if someone needs to come out and get a couple, you know, sips of water and get a breath and then go back in, you know, you're going to play better. So, you know, with the personnel that we have now, I feel like, we, you know, we're going to have a lot more options as far as rolling guys and trying different things. So, you know, draft day, I was actually excited, so. It's a good thing.